Nothing is new. If you think of genuinely new innovations over the last 20 years, there's not been much. Most innovations are really just better, simpler, quicker ways of doing something that we already have. Uber, for example, is just a more convenient way of ordering a taxi. Robot vacuums are just a more convenient way of cleaning your floors badly. And even AI, that's kind of brand new as it stands now, is just a better way to do research or waste time asking it to create weird works of art. But the point is, unless you're going to create an entirely new form of skincare or massage technique, how do you stand out from the crowd and get noticed? I think the answer is you need to be all kinds of provocative. Hi, I'm Adam Chatterley, and this is the Beauty Business Podcast. It's a podcast for people who run a beauty or wellness business. Basically, if you provide treatments or services for your clients, then it's for you. Now, whether you're a skincare expert, a lash technician, a massage therapist, esthetician, permanent makeup artist, waxing specialist, whatever your area of expertise, if you'd like to have more prospects, more leads, and more clients than you can handle, and if you'd like to be making more money whilst having more fun than you think should be legal, well, you're in the right place. So whether you're starting out or you've been in the industry for years, I'm going to be giving you the lowdown on the tools, strategies, techniques, and systems that will help you. Plus, I'll be offering some inspiration and philosophization to ensure you start having more fun, and more importantly, you're making more money in your beauty business as quickly as possible. We're proud to now have over 1 million downloads worldwide and hundreds of five-star ratings and reviews. This is the podcast specifically for independent beauty business owners. So if you want to check out all the episodes, the guides, the downloads, the links, and the giveaways, or you want to say hello and maybe ask a question, just head to beautybusinesspodcast.com. Hey friends, Adam here, and your host and agent provocateur of the Beauty Business Podcast. Now, creating something genuinely new is the reserve of the few these days. Almost everything has been tried before. That's not to say it's impossible to create something new. It's just unlikely, and it's definitely going to take you a lot of time. But you don't need to create anything new to get clients, to make money, and to stand out from your competition. You just need to create something different, or at least different enough so that it's difficult to compare. But what about when it comes to the key component of getting people's attention in the first place? Well, tell you more about that in a moment. But before I do, as a thank you for being a loyal listener of the show, I'd like to make you a deal. Now, I would like to spend 20, 30 minutes with you on a one-to-one call. Now, on the call, I'm going to help you make a plan specifically tailored to your business to help you hit your goals over the next 30 to 90 days. Now, the call is free. The plan is also free. It's a gift from me to you, like I said, to thank you for being on the show. You get to take that away and execute it and have massive success. And all you need to do is send me an email from your luxury sun lounger around your private pool when you're lounging in the sun with all of the money that you've made. Or if I think I can help you implement the plan a little bit quicker, a little bit better, I will explain how. But either way, we get to chat, you get to walk away with clarity and a simple plan to get you more of what you want, less of what you don't want, in an easier way over the next couple of months. Now, if that sounds good to you, all you need to do is simply go to beautybusinesspodcast.com/call or click the link in the episode description. That will take you straight to a page where you can pick a date and a time that works for you, book that in, answer a couple of very simple questions, and I will help you make a plan to get you where you want to go without the guesswork and the stress and the time and all that hassle and stuff. Once more, beautybusinesspodcast.com/call. Now, back to the episode. How do you make your marketing stand out so that it gets the attention of the people that you want it to get the attention of? Well, one way is to be specific. Who is it that you want? What do you do? And be very clear about it. Now, as we've spoken about before on this podcast, this will ensure that both your ideal client and the people that might be in a position to recommend you to your ideal clients know what you want, know what you do, and therefore know who they should be recommending to you. Another way, an additional way, possibly the more fun way, is to be more provocative. Now, wait, when I first say this to people, I see the look on their faces. You might be pulling this face right now. Oh, that doesn't sound like me. Sounds a bit risque. I'm more of an introvert. I don't want to offend people. Or simply, my clients aren't into that sort of thing. But wait, Wait one second. What does provocative actually mean? Now, I'm not sure why I'm becoming more of a word geek as I get older. And I'm really getting into the sort of the meaning behind words. And when I found this out, it really kind of unlocked some things for me, because provocative actually means to deliberately provoke action or thought to excite or stimulate. Now, in popular culture these days, I think we've grown to associate provocative to be the part of that description of excite and stimulate, and often around some sort of sexual nature. But it's the former part of this description that I think we should be most interested in, to provoke thought or action, because after all, that is what we want our attention-getting marketing efforts to do, right? We want to provoke action from our target audience. So now you're hopefully on board the be more provocative train. How do you actually be more provocative in a way that stays true to you and your brand, but speaks to your potential clients? Glad you asked, because here are three ways that you can do this. Number one, go negative. No, do not make the mistake of thinking that I'm talking about trashing your competition here. I would never suggest that. Far from it. What I mean here is to take the normally positive position that you might take on a subject and flip it around to the negative. For example, let's say you were going to create a piece of content about how to make your skin look younger. Now, that is definitely a subject that your ideal client might be interested in if you're, say, an esthetician or a skin professional or something like that. The problem is, that is exactly what every other esthetician or skin professional, skin clinic in your area is talking about. Instead, what if your post was how to guarantee your skin looks older? Sounds weird, right? But it immediately stands out from the others, because people will be like, wait, who'd want that? And they'll be forced to check out and read the content out of curiosity. Of course, the point of your content wouldn't actually be arguing for having older skin. You'd be talking about how each of the things that would make your skin look older, if not done, would make your skin look younger. So in that way, it's kind of the same article and the same argument, but because you'd come from it from a different angle, you'd stand out above everyone else. And also, by talking about the negative things, which is usually the things that people are already doing or not doing, meaning they don't have the result that they want, it's easier for them to identify themselves as doing those negative things, which will mean that by seeing it written down or in a video or however you put that content out into the world, it will make them sit up and take notice. Now, another example of this would be how to gain 10 pounds in 2 weeks. Eat more than you need, snack, drink alcohol, ignore your gym membership, and sit on your ass all day at a desk doing work. Now, if you're the person who reads that and thinks, well, I do those things and I don't want to put on 10 pounds in 2 weeks, you might be tempted to consume the content to find out what you should do instead. But the point is, you'd get the eyeballs just for being innovative, meaning all things being equal, you'd get the clients. But things aren't equal. And if you stick around for a couple more minutes until point three, I will show you how doing this will actually get you a disproportionate amount of attention and even more clients than your competition. Now, at this point, the more eagle-eyed or eagle-eared of you will have spotted that I've used this very tactic with this episode, okay? I've gone slightly negative with my words provocative in the title to grab your attention, because it sounds like I'm saying something unusual or different or opposite to everyone else, or at least I'm saying in a different way. Has it worked? So number two, the second way to be more provocative and gain a disproportionate amount of attention is to shift beliefs. Now, this is a type of post that we've been using for years, and it always, always works. And it's basically, what is a commonly held belief associated with or about something that you do? Can you prove or disprove that belief? Can you explain why and potentially present a better way, aka your way? Now, we as humans, we're hardwired to have our attention grabbed by something that we hold to be true. And even more so when someone challenges what we believe to be true, because we don't like change. Our primal brains want to keep us safe from all the dangers that exist out there in the scary world. And being exposed to new ideas might mean we change our routine. It might mean we change our method of operating. And as much as that might be good for us, our brains worry that trying a new way of hunting those animals that mean we get fed might not work, and we'll either die trying or starve. Now, this is exactly why those "you've been doing this wrong all the time" posts on Facebook work so well. It sparks our curiosity. We want to know what the thing is that we've been doing wrong and what we should be doing instead. Now, if you have a different take, if you have a different belief or an alternative view on something, whether it's related to what you do or not, share it. Okay. So examples here are things like, "Stop doing this one thing that everyone says you should," or "Why running 10 miles a day will never get you the body you want," or "Counting calories will actually make you fatter," or "The one trick to making sex last 20% longer." Now, not everyone is going to agree with you, but you'll definitely stand out as far as the advice in this episode goes, and that is the name of the game. Now, incidentally, I didn't make up any of those examples. They were all headlines from the magazines in the supermarket that I stopped at this morning to grab some lunch, which just proves that this is something that is being used effectively in the world of attention-getting marketing. Now, the really cool thing about shift belief type content is that your CTA, that's your call to action, or the one thing that you want your reader or viewer to do once they've consumed your content, which every piece of good attention-getting content should have, is kind of baked in, because you simply need to ask your people, your reader, your consumer of your content at the end, whether they agree or disagree with you, or have they tried this themselves and found it's worked or not, or do they believe something different? Whatever the answer is, doesn't matter, it's fine, because they took the time to read and engage, meaning they are interested in what you're talking about and therefore extremely likely to be interested in working with you, and more than that, potentially ideal client material. So shift beliefs, get attention, more people will take action. What's next? Well, the third way to be more provocative in your marketing is to speak to the voice inside your prospects' minds. Now, this one is really the ninja move of all marketing ninja moves. And it revolves around the old adage that if you can join the conversation going on inside the minds of your clients, then they'll automatically assume you have the answer. I'm going to say that again. If you can join the conversation inside the minds of your clients, they will automatically assume you have the answer. Now, if you team this up with the first point to go negative, you've got marketing magic on your hands. So let's say you're a massage therapist who focuses on clients who've recently had some sort of elective surgery. Now, you could focus all of your marketing and your messaging at people who know the benefits of having massage post-surgery, faster healing, reduced scarring, all those kind of things. However, that pool of people is much smaller than the overall number of people that have simply had elective surgery and don't know that massage is something that can help them post-surgery. So instead of selling massage, you could speak to the voice that's going on inside of your prospects' minds by talking about their actual concerns post-surgery. Things like, how long is it going to take to heal? When will it stop hurting? And what does that mean they'll miss out on doing whilst it's healing and hurting? This brings into account FOMO, which is becoming increasingly the most powerful motivator that people use. Other questions like, will they have scarring? Will that mean they won't be able to wear the clothes that they want to wear? All of these things are the stuff that's going on inside of their minds. So all of these questions and concerns are probably the thoughts that are going on inside the minds of your target market, but don't yet know that massage could help them and be a solution. Now, you know your clients. You know the questions that they ask when they first come in. Think about your best clients and the questions they asked you when they first came into you that they didn't know the answers to. This should be a fairly easy process for you. So rather than assuming any knowledge whatsoever and talking about what you offer, what you want to do is you want to talk to the question, the worry, the emotion, the source of pain that your potential client is actually worried about. You show that you understand and that you even know the words that they're saying to themselves in their head, because you work with people like this all the time and you have the solution. So when you answer a question that someone has only ever asked in their head, or you show you understand them better than they do themselves because you know they're asking this question in their head, they'll automatically assume that you have the answer. This is why those kind of infomercials that you see on TV, or used to see on TV anyway, showing someone with like a giant pile of shoes in their hallway, kind of overactingly, constantly tripping over them, not being able to find the right pair of shoes because there are just so many shoes there, kids not ready because the shoes aren't organized, meaning that you're constantly late for school every single day. when they present to you the solution of the Shoemaster 5000, which is basically just a shoe rack, you feel that they understand your struggles so clearly that you can't possibly help but want the thing that's going to make it better. It's hardwired into us. So harness that and make it work for you to make your marketing more provocative. So those are three quick, simple, effective ways for you to be more provocative in your marketing. What do you think? Should your marketing be more provocative? If you disagree with me, let me know by emailing me at adam@beautybusinesspodcast.com. See what I just did there? So provoke thought or action in your next email, social media post, your video, your Instagram reel, and stand out from the crowd of vanilla baked cookie cutter beauty businesses out there in your area. After all, if you stand for nothing, what will you fall for? Adios, hasta luego, and I will see you next time. You've been listening to the Beauty Business Podcast. My name is Adam Chatterley, and if you've enjoyed this show today, then you must make sure you don't miss another episode. Just click subscribe in whatever podcast application you are listening to this on to be notified when a new episode is released. And if you'd like even more help starting, growing, or scaling up your beauty business, then just go to beautybusinesspodcast.com/help, and there are a number of resources right there to entertain, enlighten, and assist you in your business journey, no matter what stage you're at.